Reboot.
Yep.
One doubt. Okay, I'd like to call the board of September 23rd, 2024 meeting of the Sonoma County Library Board. Turn the time over to Joey for a walk.
Hey everyone, welcome. We are excited today to be here at the Whitmore Branch. There's a lot of happy here. In addition to one of our most bustling branches upstairs, our technical services team operates downstairs, and we'll have intros from the both of them today. So, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your patience here as we worked out some technical issues. We love our technology, and also it helps remind us to be patient, forced kind of mindfulness, glad to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So we'll move past the approval of the board minutes. We have a board next time, and we can get those approved along with the minutes for today. Public comments, do we have any?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Anything online? Seeing nothing, we'll move on. Correspondence, anything to talk about there?
No. We've had a big summer, but things slowed down here in September.
Back to school, got busy again. All right, so moving on to the agenda items. We'll first turn the time over to Maggie Mills for the introduction of the Whitmore Branch Technical Services. Or no, sorry, you're the branch manager. That is, yeah. You could stand. Right?
Welcome to Whitmore. As Joey said, we are very busy, and this year we're celebrating our 50th anniversary. That will be on Friday, November 15th. So all day thing, puppet shows, magic show, just a lot of things going on that all those plans are in the works. But we have a variety of things for all ages. Of course, we have story times, but like for teens, we have monthly origami and craft kits going really well here. We have a family chess club every week on Wednesday nights. We have a nonfiction book club once a month on Wednesday nights. It's been going for years and years, and it's very popular. We also have several dogs that we read to that we have to vary. Three different organizations that have a read dog that we host. We also host the Babcock Readers Theater during the school year. And they're starting up again next month. And if you'll notice outside, when you do have a chance to do a tour, take a look at our current art display. This one is from the Atelier Student Showcase. So there's just always a lot good to go. Yes?
Maggie, can you tell us why people would want to read to dogs?
Because they're non-judgmental and they're cuddly and fun.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I think it's built confidence in our young readers that they're reading to a dog who's hearing a story and not, I think, turns out dogs are very good listeners.
That's so great to hear our Salt Lake County Animal Services as kind of a sister program where kids become read to kittens in the shelter. So, yeah, whatever pet, whatever animals you love, there's something for you. Thank you for reading.
Anybody else have anything? Questions? Okay, well, I look forward to giving anyone who's interested a tour after. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so now I'll turn the time over to Stephanie Burton.
Yep. Great. So I'm Stephanie Burton. I'm the manager of our technical services department. I think you guys have been talking about us as far as the building goes. So we are one of the support services for the library system. We've got a staff of 34-ish here that work in the basement, and we're Monday through Friday operation, kind of a little more traditional, 7 to 5. We open a little early because we've got delivery trucks coming in. We manage the budget for all the materials that the library is purchasing. So we have the acquisition librarians are part of our team, and they do the selection, the primary selection for most of our libraries and branches. So they do about 90% of the spending of our $6 million-ish budget. So that keeps us really busy. We are also responsible for the interbranch delivery that happens daily that delivers holds and new materials to all of our branches. and then we do all of the cataloging and the processing, everything that gets the materials ready to check out. And so that we can also track them through our inventory and the catalog and make sure everything's working smoothly. We are responsible for the interlibrary loan services that the library provides to our patrons, the periodical subscriptions, so all of the magazines that come into the library system. Last year, it was about 20,000 individual magazines. So we've got to check those all in, make sure we're getting what we paid for and prep them to go out. In 1 year, last year, for example, we received over 220,000 individual items that we are preparing and getting ready to circulate. So we do a lot of essential stuff kind of quietly in the background here in Tech Services, and we are renaming ourselves to the Collection and Resource Services Department, just there's no confusion with IT. Occasionally I'll get an email like, my computer's not working. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Look for you to somebody else. So that's who we are. So good time here today.
Thank you. Right. Melissa.
Thank you, Governor, for bringing in with us. The good news is that we're going to keep doing everything as we have been doing it. So we've been wondering about our emails, the board emails, because it has this whole history where type of years we're going for the county emails, library county emails for all of our members. And then the contact forms would go there, that's how the library company would contact you. And now the county public wants to contact you as well, from what I understand. We're not quite sure how that contact form is going to be set up, but they requested that with two personal emails, which just caused a little stress going with grandma and the Government Data Privacy Act. So to keep everything as normal as possible, we're going to keep replying to all of the contacts you are receiving. Anything that comes from the county is also coming to Joey and myself. So we will reply on your behalf. If you guys would like to reply, let us know, and we can send it through our email, but we can't find it to the county record. Keep functioning with those. I'm going to be checking those for spam and trying to get rid of all that spam, and then it's going to be important for the studio. But just all the contact stuff hopefully will become from us. Just raise your personal. But just big deals, I'll reply to the person when he does anything. So we can always. So thanks for bringing up that grandma problem so we could double check as if we didn't make any play up with stuff. We appreciate all that help. So things will work as normal. And then if you guys have a problem or questions, let me know, then we'll work on that too. So that's it. If I could jump in, thank you for your patience in this process. It feels like a lot of discussion to make a change, which is indeed what happened. What we had received was some guidance from Salt Lake County, sort of the mayor's office, because they're trying to help a whole bunch of divisions who also have boards manage this, and not all of those divisions have the resources to be able to create email accounts for their board members. We need you. So we were trying to find a way to kind of align with their requests, and at this point, the complicating factors are sort of outweighing the mitigating factors, thank you. And so I think we'll keep on going. There may come a time where you receive some emails because if the form goes automatically to your personal email, you will receive those. Let us know if that happens. Let us know if you want us to make that change. We will be preserving your library emails, and we will be using those when we copy you on responses to the public. So right now, it should feel business as usual. We'll continue working with the county to try and find a solution that aligns what they're trying to achieve with the protections we want to make sure that you are able to maintain. So thanks for going on this journey with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Speaking of which, big journeys.
Okay.
Leave the baton with you to give us for building up.
Thank you. I keep hoping that I'm going to tell you that we have big news. And I'm going to keep hoping that I'm going to tell you that we have big news. But by way of sort of overviewing sort of where we are with our buildings, is we have been making some progress. So we're working with some partners in our communities to identify possible locations for new branches. And so I'm just going to remind you that we are working to rebuild our West Valley branch. And
that has been in need for a very long time. It remains a very high need and is our first priority. We want to get that West Valley branch rebuilt. We're in conversation with the folks at West Valley to figure out how that might look, and we'll report back when we have more to report. As you know, we're also looking for a new tech services location. Tech services is here. This building has critical infrastructure concerns, and we need to get tech services out really as soon as we can. Tech services, as you may have believed from Stephanie's presentation, is the backbone of our system. You know, this is where almost all of our materials get ordered and processed from the central point from which distribution happens. We had originally planned to try and move new tech services to have it be adjoining one of our new branch builds, but that is not going to work out, so now we're looking for an independent location for tech services. And hopefully, fingers crossed, if anybody who's selling 25,000 square foot warehouses, we would love to find a building that exists. You know, we're seeing a lot of places, the school district and others who are purchasing and refurbishing existing structures rather than building is, you know, historical high cost. Existing buildings are at pretty low cost relatively, so our hope is to find us an existing structure that we can retrofit for our tech services. So that's a little bit of a shift, I think, from what plans were and is up in the air. Like, we're just scouring the net, I think, at that problem to try and see what, and our real estate team is also looking at searches, my Google searches. So we have professionals on that. Of course, we're looking for a new Midvale branch. Tyler Library is loved but small and old. And West Valley and Tyler are branches where we have, depending on the scope of a student failure, we'll have to be closing those branches rather than making major investments. We'll be looking to do a remodel in Sandy. So this is like years out, right? We'll be tackling these projects as we can go. And then, all the while we're getting tech services relocated, once that happens, we'll be looking to look them here. But we can't do that until we get tech services. So that's kind of the plan. The big change for you is looking for an existing structure for tech services. And next week, in 2 days, we will be going to debt services, which is the debt services committee is a group of people in the county and some bankers who help identify our budget plans and our bonding plans to be able to make these bills. And it's a pretty critical sort of step in making sure that we have our ducks in a row and build confidence in our ability to pay off debt as we would incur. Do you have anything you want to add to that, Leslie? No? Great. Shut up. Thank you. So that's kind of it. We're in talks. I cannot wait to come back to you for a closed session to talk about some purchase of land, but not yet.
Thank you very much. I guess we're sticking with you for information about the autumn board meeting schedule.
Do you think it's surprising that I have a director's report after I've already Okay, our autumn board meeting schedule, we have a change in location for our October meeting. So October 28th was going to be at our Tyler branch at Midvale and is now going to be moved to Daybreak in conjunction with a press event. But I maybe can't tell. It occurred to me at the beginning of this meeting, we're having a press event and I don't want to scoop it, so come for that. I'm sorry to be obtuse. I should have checked on what I share about this in a public meeting. But October 28th at Daybreak instead of Midvale. And then, you know, Cold Springs Eternal on also perhaps a land discussion. but I wanted to make you aware of that location change. We'll send out an updated meeting invitation so you have that on your calendar. So you are telling you this now. So you're not surprised when you receive the calendar. But if you're anything like me, you live and die by your calendar, and you just go where it tells you to go. So we will make sure that your calendar tells you to go to the right place. And then, just by way of reminder, in November, rather than doing a meeting in November, which we hit, I think, almost every time at Thanksgiving weekend, we combine our November and December meetings. So
this
one's December 9th. But early December, and this time it's December 9th. So that's it. We only have two more board meetings. It's 2024.
All right.
Thank
you. You're done for a second. Okay, good afternoon. So, we today are going to talk about budget, like our favorite time of the year, right?
You're fiscal people, at least.
I'm in the right spot here. Yeah, good. Okay. All right. So, 2025 budget requests. We have compiled that at the division level. We've met with the mayor's office. They've approved what we have requested. Next step is it goes to council, but that is not until next month. So, Councilwoman Harrison, you're getting a preview. Just know it's not actually at the council level yet. But we did want to share with you what we have requested. Okay? So, Carrie Papworth, our fiscal manager, is here with us. So she does, you know, most of the work in getting this all put together. So kudos to her. I also have Sean Dimmick, our facilities manager, here with us because we're also going to talk about our capital projects request for next year and talk through progress for this year's projects. And we have some pictures here in a minute that we're going to show you of some of the great things that we have finished this year. So let's just start with the first page that we've got there. On our request, there's a few things that I did want to talk about that may seem kind of odd. So there's a column there that says one-time or future year adjustments. Okay, so just talking a little bit about what those are. So when we start with our budget, we always start with here's our current year budget, and then there are adjustments that have to be made that bring us to the point of, okay, we're looking at a flat budget, which is always what the county asks us to do. We have to deal with those adjustments first to bring us to flat. And then if we're asking for anything new, that's going to get tacked on at the end. Okay? So going through there, at the very top, we have what's called cost of materials sold. So these are things that we purchase and we sell in our branches. And this is just the cost of those materials that we buy. So for next year, we actually have a supply, and so we are not planning on purchasing a whole lot. Literally $50 was all we kept in the budget. But we do have a new request to do, and that is our marketing department is planning on purchasing, so that I say it correctly, things with our name on it, right? Branded merchandise that we will be selling in the branches. I called it swag the other day. Oh, no. that was wrong. Branded merchandise. And so this is a beginning budget to buy some things and start selling them, see how that goes, whether it's something we would ramp up or if it's something that maybe isn't that popular. We know that different people here in our system have gone to other libraries around the country, and you know, they like collect stuff like cups or whatever that have the name of other libraries around the country. So we do want to try that. We hope to make some revenue in future years off of selling these items. So this is really like a pilot, first year. Okay, in the personnel sector, so in those future year adjustments, so as our custodians are retiring, we are actually outsourcing that service to an outside company. Okay, and so we had a custodian who retired earlier this year. We made an adjustment in our June budget to decrease personnel, increase operating costs to pay the contractor. So this is just annualizing that going into 25. Okay. And ask me questions if you've got them. Okay. Going down into the operating sector, you'll see digital material books third up from the bottom, and you'll see that that is a new request for 25. Okay. In our long-range plan, we account for like a 1% inflation in our operating sector. So this is actually the request to say that 1% that we've calculated in there, we are actually requesting that and want to have that appropriated in our budget this next year. And digital materials is where we put it. I mean, our materials budget goes up every year. Inflation, you know, that's a normal thing, but that is really where it is hitting us. And so that's where we have applied the 1% increase for next year. Some of you are seeing.
Where is this?
It's on page one, the third line up from the bottom.
Oh, this one.
Yes. Okay, so now going to the back side of the page there. Okay, in the future year adjustment column, so for last year, we had some grants. We had the POTS grants. Okay, we also had period products grants. Those were one-year grants, and so we are backing the expenses out that were in the budget, right, to bring us back to a flat budget. We also requested funds this last year for some one-time purchases. So we have some software upgrades, so Windows and Microsoft Office, which when you're looking at an entire system, those are big expenses for those that 1 year. And so those were one-time things. We also had some hotspots last year, fundraising. So we had requested funds to hire a consultant to help us with fundraising. And so that would be looking, and really naming rights specifically. So looking to see what is the viability of finding companies, individuals who would like to buy naming rights to anything we have, preferably like buildings. But you could go like with the roof. Like, I want to have the name of my dad on the meeting room here at Whitmore. Okay, so anything that we could sell naming rights to, we would do. Okay, so we are currently in the process. We're going through the RFP of finding that consultant who then will hopefully help us with ideas on whether really this is viable or not. Okay, so, but that was a one-time thing, that initial upfront to hire that consultant. So that's getting backed out in this year's budget. New things that we're requesting for this next year, we are requesting some software for a notification system. And so that will do a couple of things. That will assist our marketing department in communicating with customers, but also from a financial standpoint, okay, right now we send accounts that are $50 or more. So accounts meaning patrons who have not paid their late fees or have not returned materials. So if it's $50 or more, we send it to a company called Unique that helps us get our materials back. Okay, we call it collections. All right, but we have a gap between $25, which is when we would put a hold on your account if you have not returned your materials or have late fees, and $50. So we actually need to do some type of communication with those patrons to let them know, hey, your account has been blocked. You owe these funds. Please, really, please return the material. So it's the main thing that we're trying to focus on. Okay, so internally, though, our systems, there's no way to automatically do those. So we're looking for a system that will help us with that as well, which is really a requirement with, you know, collections and accounting. The minus $215,000 that you're seeing there, that is really a reallocation. We have moved that to equipment. So it's really just like a technical adjustment. The $87,000 is for a software system called VMware. So we have had maintenance on our VMware for quite a while. It's been between $14,000 and $15,000 a year. Okay. This year, VMware was sold to a different company who said, we now want to charge $100,000. And the lowest amount we will let you buy is a three-year package. So the $100,000 is for 3 years. But it's like, you're paying $100,000 next year if we're going to keep this. Okay? And it's a pretty critical system for us. And so we have asked for the difference, which is the $87,000. I mean, we already had planned on the $14,000 in our budget. But now it's like we're going to need this extra amount to pay that. And so it's a one-time thing for right now. Once we pay it, you know, in 25, we won't need to pay it again until 28. We're hoping in that time that possibly other companies will come in and be like, whoa, hey, we could provide something like this for less than, you know, $100,000 for 3 years. So we'll see where that goes. Down below you see a minus $98,000. So
We have had a grant to provide hotspots to patrons, and that grant ended, it will end at the end of this month. Okay, we had made a request in last year's budget to continue funding that, so using library funds to provide hotspots to patrons. As our technical services group looked at it, though, circulating the hotspots, we don't believe they're actually going to the population we would like them to, and they cost a lot of money for circulation. Okay. We're also aware that there are potentially other programs that will be coming out that would be that would provide hotspots to, like, especially maybe low-income families who really need a hotspot. And so, although initially we had requested to continue up with our funds, we've now changed our minds. And we're like, we don't think this is the best use of our funds. We do think there's other resources for the population it's really intended for. So now we're requesting to back that back out again. So that's what that is. Then on our last page, your second page in, but the last part of the expense budget, we had some machinery and equipment that we had requested last year as one time. And those were things like switches. We had the PODS grant, so to buy the meeting room pod for South Jordan. Also a pump system, which we're currently getting ready to sign the contract to move that one forward. So those were one-time things, so we're backing those out. The increase you're seeing over there, that $234,000, that is really just a reallocation. So the funding that we moved out of operating, okay, got moved into capital equipment there. Okay, and then our overhead for the county is not changing. Any questions on the expense side of it? No? Okay. Moving to the next page, so revenue. So our revenue budget. Again, you'll see in the future year adjustment, we are backing out those grants that were not continuing grants. So the POS grant, the period products, we also have a little AI grant. Okay, and the only new requests for next year are the $8,000 for the merchandise that we're hoping to sell. Now, you may think if you've got $8,000 in expense, why is your revenue exactly the same? And the reason for that, we're buying all the stuff the first year, right? Don't know whether we'd actually sell everything that we bought in the first year, and also really don't know how this is going to go. It really truly is a pilot. So we just put it in there, expenses, revenue, matching, and we'll see how it goes, and we'll adjust in 26 once we know that. Library fines and fees, if you look at that, that revenue line has not changed. Now, if you recall, back in April, we implemented the fine free for youth materials. Okay, we had decreased our revenue in 24 to account for that. Okay, as we looked at our numbers going forward, though, we're not seeing really, other than the adjustment we already made, we're not seeing much of an additional adjustment. And we do think that that is because, although it was implemented in April, right, if people are checking out materials in April, it's going to be a couple of months before they're now late and when fees would have been assessed. So we really don't know what the true impact of that will be. So for 25, we left things just flat where they're at. This is one of those lines we're going into 26. We'll really look at that again and say, okay, really were our initial guesstimates good, or are we collecting more revenue than we thought we would, or less? And we'll make that adjustment in 26. Okay? Any other questions related to revenue? Okay. If not, we'll move on to our next page, capital projects. So you'll see this sheet is broken up into new and re-budget. So the way that capital projects work, you budget for a project, you know, you've got a 12-month budget set for that. If you don't finish the project within those 12 months, we rebudget it going forward, okay? Because the budget is really set for that project. It isn't like the library's operating budget where you have this large budget for lots of different things and, you know, you can move money from line item to line item. These are very specific just for that particular project. Okay? So the new ones that we are looking at, so for Draper, we are looking at an HVAC replacement. Now, see the dollar amount there, very large.
Okay, really we started out with budgeting to hire a consultant to come in to really help us determine what is wrong with Draper. Because right at the moment, even though we can say we need an HVAC replacement, what we really know is HVAC is not working in that building, right? We have heating problems, we have cooling problems, we just have problems with the system overall. Lots of more minor repairs have been made on it. There's something overall still wrong with it. Now, we don't know. The consultant could come in and say, do you have particular components that need to be repaired or replaced? They could come back and they could say, whole entire system just needs to go, and you need to replace everything. And so the dollar amount we have there is to really get us started. So it's truly a placeholder. Some buildings in the county that have been dealing with the HVAC stuff with the current costs in the construction area, okay, $1 million is not enough to do it. Okay, but we felt like having some money in there to at least get started on things that we may need to do was a good placeholder. Okay, and then for 2026, we may be coming back and saying we need additional funds. Draper, a sorter for that building, so it's time for a replacement on that one. You'll see Harriman heat pumps, which is part of their HVAC system, need to be replaced. Hunter, so if you recall at Hunter, you know, we have that outdoor amphitheater area, grassy area, which is great for programming, except in the summertime, smack dab in the middle of sunshine, right? So kids being out there, like literally the lawn is hot, the ground is hot. They're sitting there under the sun. And so it makes it not so usable in the summer months. And so we would like to actually do some type of covering over it, a canopy, so that it is more usable during the summer, because it is really an awesome space. Great to be outside, especially rambunctious kids and stuff. But we definitely want that. So looking at that for next year. Magnet LED lighting, we have been trying to do lighting upgrades throughout all of our buildings. Magnet is getting close to being one of the very last buildings we do. South Jordan parking lot's very still. You'll also see South Jordan HVAC replacement there. Same as Draper. We will hire a consultant to start with, have them come in and give us advice on, is it just components that need to be replaced or is it the building system? Viridian, theatrical lighting upgrade. So this is a little bit different than the LED lighting, you know, the basic lighting in our buildings. So Viridian has space that we use for larger library programs, but also rent out to the public for all kinds of different things. We've had weddings, proms, you know, business meetings, just all kinds of different events. And so it's an awesome space. But certainly our lighting there that's considered more of like theatrical lighting, change colors, change, you know, it's low, it's really bright. That all needs to be looked at and replaced. Bingham Creek. So that's one of the buildings we've been working on quite a bit this year. We have been looking at changing the book drop. Basically kind of the parking area around the book drop, because Bingham Creek sits on a corner, so you've got entrances in multiple places. You've got a school right next door, so parents want to come in there and drop off their kids. But also, it's at a corner, there's a light, people trying to get to work, so they speed through our parking lot to get to the other street, not wait for the light. And so, really, we've had several near misses as people are speeding through the parking lot. So for this year, we went in and looked at just changing kind of how the whole parking lot is set up. Like, where does the book drop go? What can we do to take care of some of the speeding issues that are going on there? So that's one of the projects that we've completed, and we're going to show you pictures here. But also this year, we wanted to redo the paving in the parking lot. For next year, we will continue landscaping at that building. That's one of our buildings that has a whole lot of grass. So we spent lots of money watering and maintaining that grass. And so Sean and his group, they went out and found a grant to help us change out some of the grass to plants. So we are currently doing that on the north side of the building. Next year, we will be doing a lot of the rest of the building, so pulling out the grass, not all of it, but a lot of it, and just putting in water-wise plants, xeriscaping of some sort, okay, which we think is a good thing, saves us money, you know, really saves time in maintaining all of that. So that will be for next year. We'll also be redoing the irrigation system. So obviously, if right now we are watering, right, tons of grass, once we make a lot of these changes, we need to actually look at the irrigation system and make sure it's set up appropriately for the landscaping we actually have in there. And currently, the water pressure in the system is really, really low, and so that also contributes to. Who's driven by Bingham Creek anytime recently? Anyone? Yes? What?
In the spring?
Okay, well, if you drive by, it's like green patch, yellow patch, green patch, yellow patch. It's like, whoa, what do we have going on there? And so we really do hope to take care of some of these issues there. So xeriscaping for next year, we will finish up Bingham Creek, but also do some of the other park strips in other buildings. Okay. Taylorsville, this was a project that we, yes.
I think it would be really fun to get how many gallons of water was saved by these projects, maybe when they're done, we could get an update on that. I think it's just a great talk about we're doing our part.
Yes, yes. So Sean's making a note there. So Sean is our facilities manager, so he oversees our grounds crews, our crews that maintain the buildings, do snow removal. So yes, we will track that. So Taylorsville, if you recall this year, we asked to do a study to look at the front entrance of Taylorsville. So for next year, we budgeted funds to actually now do the remodel. So the design work has been done. So all these things below that say re-budget. So we're in different stages of working on the projects. And the way the capital projects work in the county, come July, we start doing budgets. If you're not done with the project, basically we re-budget the funds going into the following year. Unless you're absolutely 100% sure you are going to be done and have that money spent by December. If you don't, then you have to go in. It's almost like a brand new budget request. Okay, so it's always better just to rebudget things. So our book drop implementation at Bingham Creek is done, but wasn't as of July. West Jordan boiler replacement. That has been on our list for a number of years. Okay, I think I've talked about this in prior meetings, that we have money budgeted, we go out to bid, by the time we get the bids, prices have gone up, we don't have enough in our budget, so we go back in for another budget adjustment, and the same thing happens again. So we currently are out to bid for the final time, and so we're hoping we have enough funds in that project to actually complete this, possibly buy the boilers this year, two of them, and then installation would be next year. We don't want to replace boilers in January. For those of us in admin that can have to be there in the cold. So carpet replacement, so Bingham Creek and Mill Creek have gotten done this year. Harriman will actually be scheduled for early 25, and we have to close buildings when we do the carpet replacement. Big project there. Cooling tower maintenance for West Jordan, we hope to have that done this year. LED lighting upgrade, currently working on that. We believe we'll be able to get that done without actually closing the building. Our crews will come in early in the morning. We'll have staff kind of working in a different spot while we're doing that. Magna, the public restroom remodel. So design work was earlier this year. We went out to bid, not enough money in the project. So we just recently did a budget adjustment. Feel like we have enough there now, so we'll be moving forward with that. West Jordan security cameras, that one's done. The sorter replacement for South Jordan, that will be going in next month. Slider doors are all done. Slurry sill is done, and then the xeriscaping, like I said, that will roll to next year. Okay, any questions on capital? Looking at your very expressive face.
I was just impressed by
all the projects we have going on all the time. It's a lot to keep track of, but she does a great job.
Yes. Do you want to pull up the pictures, Ashley, and we can take a look at those here now?
Sean, you want to come up and talk about what Miss did?
Does everybody know Sean?
Sean Dimmick, our facilities manager.
Yeah,
I'm
just starting to
sort of
work on that. I just kind of cycle through. These are before and after pictures of some of these projects to kind of give you an idea of the changes that went on.
Trying to plug it in and like take out my bag again. See if that works.
Yeah. Works with the bug X, right?
See the logic flash.
Yeah, well, maybe Sean, we can talk a little bit about what we did at Big Creek.
So Big Creek, as she mentioned before, problem with people cutting a corner going through the parking lot. So we installed speed bumps to help slow down traffic, and then also the biggest concern of those employees emptying the book drops. And so we made like a speed bump right there, so it's a lot bigger. That also leads to the 88 area where we changed out the concrete as well instead of paving. So all new signage. And also during that time, we had all the asphalt removed and replaced. Asphalt doesn't, we tried to maintainer, slurry seal, and crack seal, but it just got to the point where it was beyond that. And so it all tore out and replaced. So that's all new striping, all the markings there.
Carpeting?
Yeah, carpeting. We did Mill Creek, and Mill Creek just finished up. So we have to go in and move all the furniture, pull all the shelving, bottom row of shelving out, and the installers kind of cut around it. So, like I said, an Harriman will be purchased this year, but will be installed first quarter of next year. And during that process, that one, as you walk through some of the branches, it's a raised floor, so it's in the false floor underneath it. That particular branch is very noisy. So just from when the building was originally built, that issue there. So we're going to address those issues at the same time. You want to pull up that? Just the pictures again, just so I can go through.
So Mill Creek also, we did the spinning on the desk.
Yeah, the desk was in just the front side of the desk, people kicking it or scratching and all that. So we skinned the front of the desk. We've also did a new information desk at the Mill Creek while we were closed for the carpet. Tried a new style this year. We did some glass to really display some of the things that we check out, library things, so the telescope, other things. So if you ever have a chance to go over there, check that out. Put some lights in it as well. Daybreak. Yeah, I wish you guys could see that one. I guess you don't see that.
Okay, well, that's fun.
Yes. So it was just one of those things where didn't see how it was going to turn out at the beginning. With the hill, people just walk over the hill, so all of the rocks end up at the bottom, and it didn't look very good. So we came in, we had it designed, and put some stairs in, and changed the flower bed a little bit at the main entrance. So with it being the main entrance, it looks a lot better. Welcome you to the front line.
Retaining wall?
Yeah, retaining wall there, yeah. That was about it. Any questions on that?
Yeah, sorry, you guys.
When will Mill Creek be back open?
The park finished up today. We have some deep cleaning to be done, and the building should open in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yes.
9th of October.
It's my home branch. People are asking me why it was closed. I don't know. I guess I didn't pay enough attention to a meeting where we were talking about that.
So, yeah, like we like to use that time to do deep cleaning. Yeah. So we'll take a scissor lift in and do all the high dusting.
So you can tell that it'll be open. We've done amazing things, and hopefully they'll be really happy to come back to an awesome brand.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, the other thing that you should have there, two pages of fine and fee schedule. Okay. So we have a fine and fee policy. Do you not have a schedule?
I do.
Oh, you do.
It's
all materials. Yes, yep. Sorry, it's not stapled onto the pages I gave you, but you should have it there. Let's pass it out at the beginning. Okay. So during budget time is when we provide you guys a copy of the fine and fee schedule. So we have a fine and fee policy, and so if we make changes to that, we bring it to you. So as the board, you're approving or not approving changes to the actual policy. But one change that we made, I want to say a couple of years ago, is that we took all of the fees out of the policy because fees can change on a regular basis and we didn't want to constantly be bringing that policy back to you. And so the policy just refers to this particular document. And the types of things that would change in here, so for example, our library of things. We may decide to add a new item into library of things, and so then you've got fees associated with that. We may choose to discontinue something. Fees will change related to that. Okay, and so at least once a year, having you guys look through it, and if you have any concerns with any of the fees that we're charging, you can let us know, and we can talk further, answer your questions. Okay, so as we go through this list here, we've got the types of cards that we provide and the cost related to those, the fee that we charge related to those. We've got our late fines. So again, remember, children's materials, teen materials, not part of that. Okay, so these late fines would be on adult materials. Okay. Library of things, we'll see those listed down there. Collection fees, so if something is sent to collections. Now again, children's materials, if they're not returned, we deem, after a certain amount of time, we're not charging late fees on them, but at that point we're considering them lost. And so there are fees related to that. Okay, damaged items. So sometimes things are returned, but they are damaged. So we do have fees related to that. Sorry, do you have questions? No? Okay. Backside, library door bags, and then we get into some of the things that we charge for in the branches. So patrons coming in wanting to make copies. All of our Create Space staff, patrons can come in and use the equipment in there for free, but if they are using any of the materials that go along with it, then there is a charge for that. You'll see the supplies that we sell. So as we start buying our items that, have our name on them, branded materials, we will be adjusting our supply listing, the fee schedule, for whatever it is that we end up buying in and selling to the public. So that will adjust that section.
Just out of curiosity, what's the pilot program in terms of the stuff we're going to be selling?
Do you want to talk about what, sir?
We're very strategically thinking we don't want things that are in certain sizes because then branches have to have this t-shirt in multiple quantities and multiple sizes. So for the pilot, we will be looking at things like coffee mugs, blankets, pins. It's like a nicer bag. A koozie, of course, because Megan cares passionately about koozies for the drink. But things that hopefully will be a little bit lighter, easier to store, and not have to maintain a huge inventory. Just so we can test it out and see what just meant.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah. Room reservations. So, the public can come in and use rooms for free. But if they damage them or anything in them, then we have the ability to charge for that.
interlibrary loans, so that is where we books that we may not have or able to get from other libraries. And so the fees are really whatever they would be charging, right, to us when we pass those out to the patron. You'll see our book sale. So we still have book sales in some of our branches. We have really moved, though, to selling materials on Amazon. So we have a way of scanning the books, much like many of our patrons do as well. They come in and go through book sale and see what they think they can sell on Amazon. We should do that ourselves. And so our branches will go in. If it's something we believe we can sell on Amazon, they send it to our book sale area. If it's not, then they can go ahead and put it on just their branch book sale. Okay. Guesses on what the most popular things are on Amazon.
Like genre? Or
uh-huh, yeah.
I'm going to say romance.
No, surprisingly, it is nonfiction. I know, I was really surprised. I'm like, everyone's wanting the hottest new novel, right? Not so much. It's the nonfiction stuff that really sells on Amazon. So, if you're wanting romance novels, you can probably buy them at the branches at home.
Take advantage of the buy a bag or fill your own.
Exactly, yes. Okay, so those are our fees. As you go through there, even up until like next meeting, if you've got questions or concerns about any of the fees, I forgot the page of Library of Things. So Library of Things is in our tech services area. And so the items that we have there generally are not just like a one set item. There's like lots of different pieces of parts that go along with it. And so we've come up with fee schedules for, like, let's say someone takes out a blood pressure kit and they just lose the equipment tab, right? We don't want to charge them for the whole thing. You're going to have to pay us $120 because you lost a little tab. So we tried to go through and say, okay, if we just have to do replacements of different components, here's what we would charge you for that thing. Okay, unless you don't bring the entire kit back and then it is $120. So we have Chromebooks on there, pasta makers, GoPros, happy light therapy. You will see on the back side, we still have hotspots listed there. Okay, because this is our current fee schedule and we will have hotspots at least through the end of the year. Okay, or next year, if we're approved to discontinue hotspots, then those fees would be removed from the fee schedule. Okay, launch pads, nature kits, on and on. And then our Library of Things, if they go through and determine that there are additional items that they would like to circulate next year, they bring those items, those ideas to leadership, and if approved, then we would add those fees onto the schedule. Okay, so as you go through, I know that's a ton of information. As you're going through, even, you know, up until the next meeting, you can contact us, give us a call, or at the next meeting, you could bring up, hey, I looked at the list, I've got some questions, and we can bring it back up and talk further about it.
Yes, Janelle, where or how you let patrons checking out from the Library of Things know the cost of certain things that like it's missing.
Mm-hmm. So many, so our fee schedule is on the website. I'm not sure if we've updated the Library of Things fee schedule on the website, but that would be the main way that we would notify our patrons.
I just think, you know, if I were to check out a pasta maker, I have no idea who's going to be too brutal.
And how?
That's if I miss the whole thing, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, or if you broke it, you made some really wild pasta. And
like, would it cause people to be more cautious or careful if they knew the financial? Because I check out the chest box and it says right on there. Like, you
right.
It does. If retirement or whatever, then it's a certain fee. But they don't help us.
Yeah, 2 out of 7 they left. They don't have the answer to that okay. right off So if it was on, was it HotSpot, you said?
Mm-hmm.
You checked out? Okay. So it may be that they're attaching some type of card directly onto the
payment.
Yeah, they may be doing that off the check. I don't know right off. But no, that's a great idea.
Okay.
Because yes, for sure, we don't want patrons to be like, I didn't think that was an issue.
And I wish I had more to add to this, but I know that the workers at Silver Library have been working on some training videos for staff that are training.
Okay.
I think that's part of this.
Okay.
Thank you. Screen with me back. Like, what to say when you're training.
Right. Out.
Even if they're like, hey, you know, any of these parts don't come back, you know, mm-hmm. they're associated, check our website or something. Mm-hmm. But just a little something.
Morning. Yeah, no, that is great feedback, just so that they're aware. But also, yes, will that make them be more cautious if they know if I break this, it costs a whole lot of money to replace it, that'll now be on me. So that is really great.
Okay. I emailed you an email that has some of the pictures of A grade. I don't think I have any, and I don't seriously. Putting the Outlook search function to the test.
And we could probably actually email them out to you, or maybe a subset of them, and send to you all. I know that Daybreak, you'll...
Can you pop it open?
Double.
Yeah.
I think it's like, we have to copy it in the document.
Oh, like
I think if you scroll down, that'll be... Yeah. So this is the old channel. You want to talk about it? I mean, this is a putty right on the spot. So.
Yeah, this is kind of a hill at the minute. And so instead of, you know, the architect had an idea where the patrons walk around to the actual path, but of course, you know, they just cut through the easiest way. And as you can see, the weed barrier already starting to show through. So we wanted to fix that before it comes a major issue.
And those rocks on the sidewalk don't seem like that big of a deal, but they are the perfect size for rolling your ankle. Like hitting it, it's a little bit of a surprising safety concern. What?
They don't roll there.
Yeah. Well, people are using wheelchairs.
Keep scrolling down. So this is what it looks like now. So we have one bit of a retaining ball, and the plants are back in.
Perfect.
What else do we have? I think that was it. Well, this is not some punch list stuff, but they did a great job. So it's safer, it's welcoming, it's clearer, wayfinding.
Yeah.
It really looks great.
And if the picture you emailed out to you, there'll be also a picture of like mid construction, just to give you an idea of like what's involved to do something like this and to do it correctly. So that's quite a bit of money to do it, but you know, to do it right, there's a lot of rebar that goes in. All that kind of stuff, so that will be on there.
Thank you. Jesus, get more photos we've got.
I know. Sean, one leadership team, Sean, I'm just going to have to do this. We're like, this is ridiculous. We're going to do a project. We'll go out and we'll do it ourselves. Leadership team. Poor Sean, he was just rolling his eyes. Are you guys kidding me? So thank goodness we hired a company that knew what they were doing. All looks great. So hopefully you'll get to see that next month. Hopefully we won't sit on the ground. So yeah. It's coming.
It's coming. It's sticking in Daybreak by the end of October. Then.
Hey, any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
All right, Joey, Director Reports.
Yes. One bit of news I want to catch before Councilman Harrison gets to the queue is we have a partnership with the VOA, Volunteers of America, who will be providing direct services, resources, and referrals to youth shelter and feed trends. So they'll be coming out periodically to four of our branches, our West Valley branch, Granite, Daybreak and Reaper branches. So Daybreak and Drake was trying to people a little bit sometimes for needing those services, but end of the tracks line. And so we're really excited about this partnership. And I think they'll also be providing some training to staff elsewhere in the system. So we're wanting to make sure that we've got those resources and we're excited about the partnership. VOA has historically done a lot of work in the downtown area, but are branching out further in the county, recognizing that we need to get
where those resources are.
Make a note about that. Yes, and I think in general, in any of the branches, get resources for really whatever you need. That's what our librarians do. But we'll make sure we have a chance to thank you. Additionally, I would love to share my time with Megan to talk a little bit about privacy.
Yeah.
So back in 2024 legislative session, our legislature adopted the Government Data Privacy Act, and it basically creates for us citizens of Utah a new right. Privacy and the data we provide our governments. So we apply for the library card to get a right to that to know what the library is doing with our personal data, any information that might be privacy. So the other side of that coin, it requires the library, all government, to figure out what sort of map out what it's doing with the private data they're collecting from people. And it's how they're processing it, and they're like doing minimum amount of processing, collecting minimum amount of data necessary to achieve their purpose. So this new statute has multiple sort of bias deadlines, with some of them began back in May, and they're supposed to start collecting notices to things. And then it goes out to final compliance deadlines, January of 2027. But the county needs to get clients. In fact, we had the state auditor state privacy officer come and give us the county a privacy health check. But basically that consisted of dozens of county folks sitting in a room, and the privacy officer asked me to have this policy in place, and to have that privacy in place, have to account for this and that. And that went on for about 2 hours, and ultimately they'll provide sort of a report, sort of the gaps, and the sort of maturity report, culture and privacy programs, and the gaps, sort of where we need to get moving on that front. But one thing that, since I do see little kind of mean fruits that the state privacy officer pointed out was, you know, does leadership discuss privacy, you know, and meetings such as this at this twice a year? So I kind of get that on the agenda times a year, and what privacy policies have been advanced. What are you doing to track this, that privacy metric? And I know it's been something that we have discussed at this point. One major compliance sort of parameters, vendors that we share private personal data with, you know, make sure that contract includes limitations on what we need that information for, requirements when the contract expires. That's kind of where we're starting initially. That's moving on, and it's going to be, and probably going to see it, Leslie talking about budget permits because it's expected to possibly be in the library. That's what I wanted to talk about. Thank you. Thanks for making our director report more interesting. No, thank you.
All right, so now we'll.
Oh, my God, yeah. Thank you, Emily. What's that?
Oh, we did. Yeah, go for it.
Yes. Emily. We don't know if Emily's going to be joining us for a ton of future meetings. We're hiring somebody in our system who will be supporting Melissa in setting up for the board meetings. But Emily has been rock solid in making sure that our IT is working. You saw her in action today. Just really helping to make sure things go smoothly. I feel like work, like setting up a meeting, I think I said this in this meeting, is like UDOT. Nobody takes UDOT for when the roads are going smoothly, but UDOT hears a lot when they're not. So Emily and Melissa are our UDOT. And so thank you for all you've done. We will have to hope to have you back, you know, any old time, but maybe not in this capacity. So thanks so much for supporting us in these intervening months.
Thank you. All right, listen. Back to you.
All right. Hi, Dan. So we really talked a lot about budget. Our current year's budget is going fine. We're actually spending a lot of time filling with the building staff, getting ready to go to debt review, hopefully to get approval to move forward on going to council, which is the next step, to get approval to move forward on the buildings. So that's a lot of what we're working on. There is one thing that I forgot, thank you, Sarah, for reminding me, and that is one change that we did make to the fee schedule. So we used to have a processing fee that we would charge. So if you didn't return an item, you're accumulating your late fee up to $5. And at the end of that time, once we set it to lost, the late fee would go away, but we would kind of change the fee to what we call the processing fee. So it was still the same dollar amount. It would be tacked on to the cost of the item. Okay, it was, I don't know, kind of a weird fee as we talked about, you know, well, what, when patrons would say, well, what's covered in that processing fee? Like, what are you doing with it? What does it cover? Right, and so as leadership, as we talked about it, I'm like, well, if we're really trying to account for all of the staff time to deal with that lost item, order a new one, everything like that, it would definitely be more than $5. And so we really just felt some of these things are actually accounted for within the lost material fees, you know, the not so much the late fee, the lost material, when you have to pay that if you lost the item. And so we chose to eliminate that fee. Okay, so I forgot to say that earlier. Just wanted to reach into that as well. Okay.
Thank you.
All
right, Sarah, marketing and personnel.
It's huge meeting hits, but we've had a lot of just consistently smaller ones. We had some articles about our new director, of course, some for ToshaCon, and we have some coverage of the Mid-Audit Business Studies Group. We don't have a lot of huge system-wide events coming up in the next month or so. So one of our big focuses, again, is doing another rollout of the elimination of the kids' late fees, just to make sure that patrons know about that and taking advantage of that. And then Pamela asked me to report out on HR numbers, which are in the board report. I think the most example one is just we have 24 positions currently in recruitment. And what we like to look at just to see how many staff are trying to get to in the libraries across the whole system, whether it's in branches or in IT or in facilities, et cetera. So that's all I have. Do you want to talk about the daybreaker?
More about daybreaker? Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
I just IT. Because they help for the things that I forget. And occasionally, while I look up at them, like it's here in the headlines, like, oh, this is, I should remember something right now. Okay, daybreak. Thank you. Yes, we did some reconnaissance. I can tell you what the group talks about. Daybreak, for the reason we're moving our meeting to the Daybreak branch, is for a press event regarding a net zero certification, which is like a big deal because there's, this is on-site net zero certification, and also you can only achieve it after a year of submitting like utility statements to show that we are possibly officially net zero. So it's pretty exciting to achieve that. And so we'll be working with the mayor's office on an event that day, and love for you to be able to join us. And then we'll do the board meeting before or after, depending on when that occurs, so probably right after. So C and D break in October. That was great.
That's right. Very cool.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
That's it. All right, we'll have a tour afterwards, but...